The lawfare apparatus now has President Trump in a courtroom.
This is the first time we're going to see a former president and lead candidate standing trial here.
Trial of the century, the 21st century, the trial of Donald J. Trump.
A very sad day in the history of our country.
This is an outrage that this case was brought. This is an assault on our country.
Lawfare comes to America.
This is a banana republic in New York City. This is what you do in third world Marxist hellholes.
It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case.
It's absurd. It's egregious what they're doing to him here.
If they look at the facts of this case, they can't even point to an underlying felony.
We've crossed a Rubicon. It can't get any more serious than this.
And all these fake news media frauds, they love running their mouth.
I want to know, how are all these prosecutors millionaires? Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, Letitia James.
We are watching our country devolve into a communist hellhole. I would say 500 members of the media here.
This city is overrun with illegal immigrants when the economy is absolutely imploding, and this is what the media is here focused in on. It's a joke.
This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is.
Alvin Bragg reduced 52% of the felonies to misdemeanors, and here they're taking misdemeanor and making it 34 felonies.
Democrat Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan donated to Biden. His daughter is profiting off this criminal prosecution.
And we're not going to back down one inch on this. You're going to go after President Trump. I'm telling you right now, we're going on offense. We're going to expose the Biden family for the pack of feral dogs that they are. They asked for it, and they're going to get it. Primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Here's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Monday, 15 April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And ladies and gentlemen, not just President Trump, not just the MAGA movement, but the entire country has crossed the Rubicon today because we are in very uncharted territory. This a sham joke show trial. And I want to thank Real America's Voice team for cutting our coverage this morning into such a powerful, powerful promo. We'll be playing that throughout the day on Real America's Voice. I want to thank Parker and Rob Sigg and for all the support in being downtown. Of course, Laura Loomer, Mike Davis, David Zier, Andrew Giuliani. The first three of those are going to join me for our afternoon conference, our show. You saw right there what President Trump had to say about it. The judge sat there and won't allow President Trump to go to his son's graduation, won't let him go down to Washington, D.C., for the immunity hearing. Mike Davis will jump in here. One of the most important hearings ever held at the Supreme Court. Won't let him go. Told him that if you're not in court, I'll put a warrant out for your arrest. This is what we're dealing with. This is a political persecution. A political persecution. It couldn't be more evident. Biden, who's driven the country off the cliff, and the globalist elites, the lords of easy money on Wall Street, and of course, the psychopath, sociopathic overlords from Silicon Valley. This is where we are. This is where we are. It is incumbent upon MAGA to now save the nation. President Trump, they think they have him trapped. It's far from trapped. And we're going to go on offense. If they're going to do this to President Trump, well, we're just going to have to kind of make sure the nation understands the feral dog nature of the Biden crime family. And I mean to excruciating details that we have held back until now, but this is too over the top. Also today, what the progressives have been paying for, tried to shut down the country. I keep telling everyone, this pro-Palestinian, which is really pro-Sharia supremacist, is the most hateful anti-American movement in the history of this country. And this country's had a couple of three anti-American movements, but this is most vicious. Let's play a short package. We're going to have Laura Loomer, who experienced it herself today in Lower Manhattan, jump in here. Let's go ahead.
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever, all right? Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, Marg Bar.
Marg Bar.
Marg Bar Israel.
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 Thank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, so it has two meanings, depending on who you death to or down with. Okay. So
can we get a Mark Bar America?
We can get a Mark Bar America. Yes, we can. Mark Bar America!
Mark Bar America!
Mark Bar America!
Mark Bar America!
Thank you.
You get on the fucking road!
You're being killed!
You're on the fucking road!
You're being killed!
You understand?
You're being killed!
Do you think I care? You're in the road!
Please calm down!
Please calm down! You're being killed!
Just talk to them. Don't shove or anything. Just talk
I'm
to them.
I'm not shoving anybody.
They're
I'm getting down the fucking road.
You just assaulted us.
Police are here.
You just assaulted us. We just...
Thank you.
Free, free, free Palestine.
Beep, beep.
I know what the f*** is that mean?
Trump, what's that
sh*t out?
Hamas, I love Hamas.
What's that on your face?
The f***ing a Hezbollah.
Yeah, bitch, I know what the f*** is that mean, you dumb bitch.
What's that f***ing? You're on my side, bitch. You're on my side. What do you fucking say?
This is America?
Okay, so I'm gonna stand right the f*** here.
Like, it's America, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The f***ing
move.
We know what f***ing country
is. You support Zionism. You support terrorism.
Look at you, sir.
Israel is a pariah state.
Is Israel. And what the f*** is Israel? Trash. Ever. Let's kill your children. Let's kill your children. Let's, you want to kill Palestinian kids. Let's kill your kids. You want to get your kids blown up?
You support people on the guard? You do?
Put all this f*** this kid down.
I love Hezbollah.
Don't get it. I love Hezbollah.
You have a bodyguard? Yo, are you her bodyguard?
You don't
get a BBL,
getting that.
From the Brooklyn Bridge to the Golden Gate Bridge to O'Hare Airport to Wall Street, these radicals have tried to shut down the United States today, tried to stop basic infrastructure, processes, and procedures. Alara Loomer, tell me about it. You were in the middle of a lot of this. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Steve. As you can see there, those pro-Hamas and pro-Hezbollah Sharia supremacists actually assaulted me. They hit me in the face with their Hezbollah flag today while I was wearing my Donald Trump Did Nothing Wrong shirt. After covering President Trump's trial, I decided to go down to this Hamas rally, and these people are very hateful. This is the most hateful movement I've ever seen. I cover a lot of protests. I've covered Antifa events, BLM events, and the most hateful people in this country are the so-called pro-Palestine free Palestine Sharia supremacists. These are violent people that were chanting death to America. Some of the signs that I saw said, bring the genocide home. Israel is over. These are really violent people who are expressing support for terrorism, shutting down and actually targeting our major infrastructure. They shut down the bridge today in San Francisco, Golden Gate Bridge. They shut down the Brooklyn Bridge, and they were arrested by the NYPD, and they blocked traffic to the Chicago O'Hare Airport. And so now we know, right after Ramadan, right? What are these Muslims doing? They are targeting American infrastructure. And unfortunately, Joe Biden is now talking about how he wants to give work permits to these Palestinians so that they can come into our country. 9/11 2.0 is bound to happen. And I hope it doesn't happen soon, but I'm afraid to say it's probably going to happen, Steve.
Laura, I want to go back to something. You're like Jack Posobiec. You've been in the middle of a lot of this. You covered the time. You covered the time that they had the Shakespeare play in Central Park and had President Trump assassinated during Julius Caesar. You've covered BLM, Antifa. You and Posobiec have been in the middle of it. Put a little meat on the bone about what you're talking about. This is the most hateful. You've been in some pretty hateful groups before. Why do you say this is the most hateful?
Because generally BLM, right, they're focused on racial issues. Their issue is with white people and also police officers, right? Antifa, for the most part, they were the resistors. They were anti-Trump. They were progressive communists. We've had those people in our country for a long time. But you really start to see really the supremacist ideology of Islam come out at these pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah rallies when they start chanting death to America, death to Israel, Allahu Akbar, which is not just God is great, okay? It means God is greater than. Greater than your God. Okay, they think that non-Muslims are infidels. They think that we should be either enslaved or killed. And that's Islam, right? That's not radicalism. That's just Islam. And people need to start openly speaking about this. And unfortunately, right, we see that Joe Biden is now willing to allow for Iran to attack Israel. He's willing to allow for these radical Muslims to come to the streets of America and threaten the life and the safety of American citizens so that he can win states like Michigan and Minnesota. That's what this is all about, Steve. Joe Biden is putting Americans' lives at risk so that he can win the undecided votes in Michigan and Minnesota, because so many of these voters, many of whom happen to be Muslim, were uncommitted during the primaries, and that's the whole strategy behind this.
Hang on for a second. We're going to take a short break. We got Mike Davis. We got Laura Loomer. I want to ask Laura about her assessment of President Trump's day in court with a jury selection. You saw President Trump was not too impressed. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon right now. The end of the dollar empire. We got a new fifth installment coming out in about 24 hours. Short commercial break. Back to Lower Manhattan in a moment. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
You guys have been, at the Times, have been live blogging this event. And 40 minutes ago, you wrote an observation that I was very surprised. Trump appears to be sleeping. His head keeps dropping down and his mouth goes slack. Tell us about that.
Well, Jake, he appeared to be asleep, and, you know, repeatedly his head would fall down. There have been other moments in other trials, like the E. Jean Carroll trial, which was around the corner in January, where he appeared very still and seemed as if he might be sleeping, but then he would move. This time, he didn't pay attention to a note that his lawyer, Todd Blanche, passed him. His jaw kept falling on his chest, and his mouth kept going slack. Now, you know, sometimes people do fall asleep during court proceedings, but it's notable, given the intensity of this morning and a lot of what was being argued.
Yeah, that's rather surprising.
Yeah, Maggie Haberman, New York Times. He's bored, okay? He understands this is a show trial. It's not worthy of his attention, ma'am. It's so obvious what's going on here. It's going to become more obvious as the days go on. Laura, before I get into the trial itself, Laura Loomer joins us, our special correspondent for All Things in Manhattan. This week, I want to go back to this morning in the park and in this pro-Gaza, pro-Hamas rally. It didn't seem like the typical type of hate awaiting President Trump from his opponents. Was that because a lot of these people are hooked up in this pro-Hamas, pro-Muslim Brotherhood, pro-Palestinian movement, ma'am?
Yeah, look, as we saw with the Antifa and the BLM rallies and the riots and the Summer of Love, these were supported by Muslim Brotherhood organizations. And a lot of the BLM posters that we saw in cities like Minneapolis with large Muslim populations were supported by Islamic organizations, some of which I'm not allowed to speak of, as you know, because of a gag order from my own litigation. But pretty sure people can figure out what that group is that I'm referring to. Steve, the problem here is that you have leftist organizations that are funneling money from foreign countries like Turkey, like Qatar, and this is all Muslim Brotherhood money that is pouring into these radical left, communist, progressive organizations. And that's why you have elements of the Hamas charter embedded within the BLM charter as well. And so there really wasn't a very large presence of anti-Trump protesters outside of the courthouse today, because my assessment of it is that they were all too busy supporting Hamas and Hezbollah down on Wall Street. There were about 500. It was massive, about 500 of them. And that's only on Wall Street. I don't know if they were stationed to other parts throughout the city as well. I know that they marched over to Brooklyn Bridge and many of them were arrested. And Loomer Unleashed was able to get some exclusive video of that, which we'll happily pass along to Rav so your viewers can see it. But all of these people are receiving money from the same sources. It's all Muslim Brotherhood money. This is why the DOJ and the House Republicans really need to start cracking down on the Muslim Brotherhood in America.
Like I said, we tried to get a Muslim Brotherhood designated as a terrorist organization, got zero traction inside the administrative state and the deep state on that. Laura, give us your assessment. President Trump comes out, not going to let him go to see his son's graduation. They're not going to let him go down to this historic argument in front of the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. The judge basically says, I'm not recusing myself, as the first order of business, then later says, if you don't show up any day, I'll send out a warrant and have you arrested. Your thoughts, ma'am?
Yeah. Well, these are very malicious people. These are political operatives that are not concerned with fairness. They're not concerned with giving President Trump a fair trial. They don't even care about the court of public opinion, because the court of public opinion, even leftists, believe that this judge is corrupt and should recuse himself. You even had an article that was penned by CNN's chief legal correspondent saying that Judge Mershon should recuse himself. Okay, so not even CNN is trying to argue that the judge shouldn't recuse himself at this point in time. I think it's really evil. We saw this in the case with Judge Engoron as well. When President Trump was told he wasn't allowed to go to his own mother-in-law's funeral, he went anyway. And I think that President Trump should just defy the judge's orders. Let them arrest Donald Trump and he will raise over $100 million. Let people watch President Trump get handcuffed and dragged away to a prison cell so that they can see what's coming for all of them. I think that President Trump should call their bluff and he will raise more money than he's ever raised before. This is blatant election interference. Keeping this man on trial for 6 to 8 weeks at a pivotal time when he should be allowed to campaign throughout our country. Unbelievable. So I say President Trump shouldn't show up. That's what I would do if I was President Trump. Let them arrest him.
Laura Loomer, what is your social media? Where do people get all your content?
Well, people can follow me on X, on True Social, Gab, and Getter at Laura Loomer, and then also on Rumble, rumble.com/Laura Loomer. I have a show called Loomer Unleashed, which is usually every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern live. But because of my schedule this week, it will be from 7 to 9 Eastern on Wednesday and Friday. So be sure that you follow me there and also subscribe to my Substack at lauraloomer.substack.com.
Laura, make sure you stay safe. Thank you for your efforts today. See you tomorrow. Laura Loomer and Laura Manhattan, really a packed day. Let's go to Mike Davis. Mike Davis, you heard what Judge Mershon said during the day. You've seen that he outruled against having the Orthodox Jews be any part of this. You saw where he told President Trump something you're following. He can't go to the immunity hearing. He can't go to his son's graduation. You heard President Trump come to the sticks afterwards. And I might want to say CNN and MSNBC did cover him going to the sticks, I think, for the 2 or 3 minutes he was there. Your assessment of day one, Mike Davis?
Well, it's predictable that this Democrat Manhattan judge, Juan Mershon, is a partisan activist. He's donated to Trump's, or to Biden's campaign against Trump. He donated to another anti-Trump cause. His adult daughter, Lauren's making money off of this criminal prosecution. She's raised nearly $100 million, and she gets a cut of that as a fundraiser, as an operative. And I would say this, you were asking Laura Loomer why there weren't more anti-Trump protesters around the courtroom. And I would say they don't need to be around the courtroom. The radicals are in the courtroom, right? You have a radical judge, you have a radical prosecutor, you have Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg, you have Biden senior political appointee, Matthew Colangelo. You have these goofball witnesses. It is a left-wing clown car right now inside of that courtroom, so they don't need to be on the streets. They're in the courtroom. They've taken power.
What is your assessment of what went down, their rulings against President Trump day one, about they wasn't going to recuse himself, singled out certain groups, couldn't be in the jury pool, also told him he can't go to his son's graduation, and he can't go down for this historic argument in front of the Supreme Court on immunity, which you've been at the forefront of, sir?
Well, it shows this judge is clearly biased. Under New York law, under New York statutes, the judge and the prosecutor can excuse a criminal defendant if they want to. It's this judge does not want to, because this judge wants President Trump in that seat in his courtroom for the next 6 to 8 weeks instead of on the campaign trail, instead of at Trump's son Barron's graduation, instead of at his crucial Supreme Court oral argument on April 25th to decide a very critical constitutional issue on presidential immunity. It just further evidences that this is a Democrat operative in a robe, and he is hell-bent on keeping Trump in his courtroom instead of on the campaign trail. This is part of the Democrats' lawfare. It's part of the Democrats' election interference. It plays right into President Trump's hands, frankly. It's just going to help President Trump. It legally, it's un-American what these Democrat prosecutors and judges are doing, but all they're doing is making Trump stronger politically, because the American people are not going to tolerate Democrat judges and Democrat prosecutors in these Democrat hellholes like New York, D.C., and Atlanta deciding our next president of the United States.
But they're going to try to stretch this out as long as possible, right? They consider it a win if they've got him boxed up for 8 hours a day and he gets 5 minutes at the sticks when he comes out, however long he takes. They're going to view that as their plan is working. Am I wrong? I mean, the plan is to stretch this out as long as possible and to sap as many resources, time and energy and money out of President Trump in this lawfare operation?
There's no question. They waited 30 months to bring these four criminal indictments. And then you have Biden's hands, as we talked about earlier. Biden's fingerprints are on every single one of these four criminal indictments, whether it's Colangelo, Jonathan Suh, or Nathan Wade meeting with the White House, the Biden White House, including the Biden White House counsel. And they stacked these criminal trials back to back to back in 2024 to clearly interfere with the presidential election. It's lawfare. This is a criminal conspiracy to violate President Trump's civil rights and the civil rights of so many others like you, Steve, and Peter Navarro, his top aides, his attorneys, his January 6 supporters. This is obvious election interference, and there must be serious financial, legal and political consequences to this. President Trump, his Trump 47 Justice Department must open a criminal probe on this obvious criminal conspiracy to interfere in the election and to violate Trump's civil rights.
Mike, where do people go for Article 3? You've done a great job today. You're going to be all over Fox tonight and other networks. Where do people go to get you? Where they social media and Article 3, where do they go?
Article3Project.org, you can donate there, Article3Project.org. At Article3Project, at Article3Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. Check out our Chasing Trump documentary that we just put out with American Greatness. And my personal is MRDDMIA. And I will see you all morning and all afternoon tomorrow.
Mike, you shine up like a new penny. This is a whole new look for you. I kind of dig it. Mike Davis, squared away down in Lower Manhattan. Sir, thank you so much. The great Mike Davis. He'll be on Laura Ingraham tonight, so make sure you catch it. Birch Gold, we're coming out with this is going to be part of the Gladiator School on Thursday, coming out with a new installment. This is the central bank digital currency. Why is gold at an all-time high? One of the reasons the central banks of the BRICS nation, the global south, are buying in all-time records in 22, 23, and now in 24, while our Fed is trying to focus on a central bank digital currency. Go to birchgold.com/banner right now and get your free installment. Put your name in. The next 48 hours, we'll be releasing it. We'll discuss it in detail. Go to warham.org to sign up at the Ahern Hotel.
Who can you trust?
Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that. $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, warum.org, it's all free. This Thursday, the Ahern Hotel, it's going to be jam-packed all day. We got two shows live, but we're also going to have a gladiator school jammed in between for 5 or 6 hours. So make sure you're part of it. There's some incredible speakers, both tactical and in the weeds, and also big picture and everything in between. You're going to want to be a part of us. It's free, and not just that, we throw in a free lunch. How's that sound? But you got to go to warum.org to sign up. Then you got to deal with Grace and Captain Bannon as then you RSVP, just that you make a reservation, and then we double check and make sure you RSVP. We've had overwhelming outpouring of people want to come. Make sure you get on the list now, and then RSVP. We want to see everybody. We want a big MAGA war room turnout. You're going to love it. Of that, I guarantee you. Also, with the government doing what they want to do, FISA, they're talking about voting again tonight. However, they have a conference. Republicans have a conference, and now they're throwing TikTok in this. It's a mess. Johnson's trying to jam through. His heart and soul is trying to do is jam through Ukraine. Trying to attach Israel to it. We can't do that. They're trying to attach TikTok to it. They're trying to attach everything to it. They got the FISA things all screwed up. We got to get the warrantless FISA must be shot down. We cannot do that. Kill FISA, right? You got to kill it. This warrantless FISA is a danger. That's why Silent, the silent company, SLNT.com, promo code Bannon. Get the Faraday bags. Get the get for your pouches, for your iPhone, your iPad, your computer. Do it today. Do not let the government get your data, and don't let them listen in on you. Put your phones in these bags. Put your iPads in these bags. Put your computer. SLNT.com, promo code Bannon. Do it today. David Zier, you're down in Manhattan. Give me an update. A bunch of rulings actually in the trial today. A couple of very important things. What do you got to tell us?
So some evidence was allowed to be submitted by the prosecution, including the Playboy situation going on, and I think I read that portions of the Billy Bush video transcript will be allowed in, maybe an email form between Hope Hicks and other entities. You know, I thought this trial was about the cover-up, you know, or of the way the money was reimbursed, not about sexual assault or anything like that. So they really expanded what's going on here in the court. I thought it was really interesting that this jury selection pool, Steve, also 50 of 96 jurors were dismissed already. But the first 10, if you read the reports of the first 10 juror interviews, they're all CNN and New York Times subscribers. I thought that was interesting here.
Of course they are.
But yeah, it's evidence Manhattan. Is going to be yeah.
The new the reading.
So
the new
I don't
York
know
Times
how he gets a fair trial
on the face of it. On the, it's you're not going to get a fair trial. It's ridiculous. But I want to go back because your point. This is about commercial bookkeeping. They're allowing in, I think, Miss December or Miss 1999 or whatever she is. They're going to have a playmate. A playmate's not going to testify. You're going to have Stormy Daniels, a playmate. They're going to bring the transcript in from Billy Bush. This is all because they understand Cohen, their own witness, is a perjurer, admitted perjurer. They don't want to have him come in. That's not good. They want to downplay the commercial aspects of it because it's all made up and jujitsu, and they want to highlight the porn star and the playmate bunny and, you know, Miss December and all that for the salacious information. I'm sure they're going to try to get out into the courtroom. So it's obviously a persecution, not a prosecution of a crime. It's a persecution of an individual for political purposes. This is what happened in the 1930s in Moscow in the show trials. Did it not, David Zier?
Yeah, 100% there. It is a show trial, literally, because if Alvin Bragg really cared about women and sexual assault, 800 women wouldn't have been raped in New York City since January of 2023 in New York City. And we're just shy again this year in the first quarter of 7,000 felony assaults, 1,100 of them just in Manhattan Island, where Bragg is the DA. So does he care about women? So they're trying to frame this up that Trump's a predator and this is a pattern of behavior and everything. I just don't see how this is relevant here. Can I bring up a conversation I had with the National Association of Bail Agents president a few minutes ago?
Sure.
Really quick. You know, Michelle Eskenazi, she's also the head of the New York State Bail Association. I'm going to have her on my show again this weekend on Breaking Point. She's saying that there is judicial confusion in New York State, and that has led, the legislature has usurped judicial power, and now we have a public safety crisis. That's a quote from her. This is the National Bail president, a bail association president, and it's led to repeat offensive, conveniently not quantified by the government. You know, they're not putting the numbers on this, but after the heinous crimes, you would find this interesting. I spoke to a gentleman earlier on the street here named Kelly McGowan. He's a downtown resident near FIDI his whole life here and a conservative, and he came up on his like scooter, and I thought, oh, here's another liberal, you know, but he was talking about the crimes and the quality of life, just like we were talking about earlier. But his key sentence to me that really resonated with me, it's like you grew up, you always knew your bike was going to get stolen potentially and stuff like that, but you knew where to go and not to go in New York City, but that the crimes are psychotic going in. And if you look at what happened in Grand Central Station with this guy assaulting the young girl, gets out of jail, and then this month again, he assaults another girl right in front of his mother. So there's definitely a breakdown here. And once again, not to be repetitive, but New York City has bigger problems than some misdemeanor accounting.
No. This is the whole point of the trial. This is a persecution for political purposes. They couldn't get President Trump in any of these other phony lawfare, so they got the one in New York that's the weakest. But it's a complete show trial. And you've even seen from the first couple of hours how they're going to run it. They're going to try to run over President Trump, and that's why we have to. It's incumbent upon us to go on offense. At the same time, New York City devolves into a hellhole of crime and anarchy. And you're seeing now these demonstrations, and they're only going to get worse. They shut down the Brooklyn Bridge today. They shut down Wall Street today. They shut down O'Hare Airport. The Golden Gate Bridge will be much more of that. This is spinning out of control. Before I leave you, David, by the way, I think the judge ruled against the Orthodox Jewish community being any part of the jury here. Why was that? Because he's gonna change the rules and hold all the way into Friday night. Is that the justification they're using?
That's what I've heard. I haven't been able to dig too deep into that. I promise I will look into that more tonight here. But it just seems that they just want idiots on the jury who's never picked up a newspaper, or they watch, CNN and MSNBC. They got a bookshop owner from uptown. You know, this guy, anybody who like owns a small business and might feel like the government's let them down and neglected them, and there's no representation for the guy who opens the gates for his crews every morning, or they go to the town and they get treated like crap and government is out of control. They don't want anybody like that, right? They just want somebody who's a Trump hater. And that's the way it appears here. That's the way they're framing up. And, you know, John Adams tried to protect us from political persecution through the courts.
Yeah, but we got it live. Real quickly, David, just to pivot quickly, Associated Press is breaking a story that says the Biden regime told the Netanyahu government that if Israel retaliates, it'll do without any support from the United States. Your thoughts, sir?
I think they're getting us into World War III, and they ride the middle of the road and they get run over just so they can win Michigan and Minnesota. And this is a really terrible situation going on, spinning out of control. And this is what the rest of the summer, it went from COVID to George Floyd to pro-Hamas riots. And they're screaming death to America in the streets of America, while Iran is the key funder behind Hezbollah. The Israelis took heavy losses in 06 of tanks when they went into Lebanon with these Merkava teams that take out tanks with anti-tank guided missiles, and then they come in and blow it up with an RPG after the defenses are down on these tanks. I think Israel is in trouble. They're going to be fighting a two or three front war and against five nations again, 47, 67, 73, 2024.
Oh, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. No doubt about it. David Zier, social media, how do people get to you and your show over at Real America's Voice?
At David Zier on most of the applications like Truth Social and Facebook and Getter. At Dave Zier on Twitter and at David W. Zier on Instagram. Catch my show 8 a.m. on Saturday morning Eastern Time. And we'll keep bringing you more, Steve.
David Zier, thank you so much. Today actually was worse than I expected. It was, it's quite evident that it's impossible for President Trump to get a trial. I think the media appetite, the first 10 jurors were CNN and New York Times. Let's just be blunt. It's impossible for President Trump to get a fair trial. Not going to get a fair trial. They're not interested in a fair trial. They're interested in a show trial. And that's what you're going to get. And if America's comfortable with that, then America's comfortable with it. However, I think America's very uncomfortable with this. They see the state of the nation. They see the state of the invasion on the southern border. They see what happened today. And remember, these protests were specifically targeted to make working class people in the middle class as uncomfortable and as compromised as possible. They shut down the Brooklyn Bridge. They shut down Wall Street. They shut down O'Hare Airport. And they shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, among others. And what they're trying to do is make your commute harder. They're trying to make your life harder, thinking, therefore, you will put pressure on President Biden in the Biden regime to abandon Israel. What Biden's done is done that already. This whole thing with the attacks over the weekend is very, very, very suspect. The amount of time that people, 72 hours, it was warnings, the U.S. and Jordan and the U.K. had time to kind of come to Israel's aid to hit both the drones and the ballistic missiles, and these were slower ballistic missiles. It just seemed performative. But the outcome was to drive to a ceasefire and to tell Israel, if you try to strike back or if you try to continue the military operation against the Muslim Brotherhood's franchisee, Hamas, we're not going to have your back. And he's doing that for purely political reasons. They realize they have a problem in Michigan and other places, and they need big turnout, and they're not going to get big turnout. And the Democratic Party convention this year in Chicago, symbolically, could be as nasty as 1968, and they want to avoid all that. They understand that'll lead to even more of a voting devastation. And what they're trying to do is keep President Trump now 6 or 8 weeks in this fiasco. This jury, the way the jury selection is going, it could take you 2 weeks or longer to pick 12 jurors and what, another 6 alternatives? This could go on forever. And you saw right there, Maggie Haven said, well, Trump is falling asleep. He's bored. He's got stuff to do, like saving the nation and getting out on the campaign trail and being with his people. This is all set to divert President Trump's attention. It's very obvious today. The rulings inside the courtroom, what the prosecution's doing, all of it. Make sure we're getting rave reviews from the audience. We'll talk a little bit about this on Thursday at the Ahern Hotel. Make sure you go to warroom.org. It's totally free. Go to events, go to activities, and make sure that you sign up for the Ahern Hotel all day on Thursday, totally free. In Las Vegas, Nevada, we're going to walk through the second of our gladiator schools. We're testing modules. So you'll be part of the test. I think you guys will love it. We're throwing in a free lunch. How about that? The one in CPAC was extraordinary. Make sure Sacred Human Health, we'll talk a little bit about that on Thursday, sacredhumanhealth.com. The grass-fed beef livers are flying off the shelf. Why? Because of the feedback the Warren Posse's given on the site. People see that and say, hey, I think I'll check it out. Energy Boost, the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. Count me in. SacredHumanHealth.com. Go check it out. Immerse yourself in the information on the site. Short break. Back in the worm in a moment.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to a bunch of lawyers, very learned judges, lawyers, this afternoon in preparation for the afternoon. People are pretty stunned. And I mean, people that are not, war room, Steve Bannon, hair on fire, Mike Lindell, yelling and screaming. I mean, people that are judges and lawyers. But just this first day, I mean, not going to let him go to his son's graduation, not going to let him go down for this hearing in Washington, D.C., one of the most important, I think, hearings in front of the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. Some of the other rulings today, allowing the playmate, Miss December in or whatever she is, Miss 1999, Billy Bush. Now, they're not going to, I don't think, play the videotape or the audio tape, but I think they're going to put a transcript to be able to be read to the jury as evidence. So, it's not going President Trump's way. We got to be blunt about that. But it wasn't supposed to. This is a persecution. And President Trump's gag. The other thing is these people go on TV every night. It's just wall to wall. In the world of MSNBC and CNN, nothing else matters. This is the way, if they lose in November, they lose all their power because we're going to hold them accountable. As I've said over and over and over and over again, they have no intention of losing in November. They're either going to steal it, right, or they're going to try to win by lawfare now. This is their only shot for lawfare. It's the weakest case, technically, because it's some commercial bookkeeping case. It's confusing. They need to do jiu-jitsu to take misdemeanors up to felonies, where in New York City they're doing everything in the reverse, as New York City devolves into a hellhole of crime and anarchy. And don't listen, oh, the crime statistics are down. Yeah, well, tell the people on the subway. Don't tell to me. Tell the folks on the subway. They're changing the categories of the felonies. That's why it's down. It's quite obvious what's going on here. Nobody in any city, major city in America thinks crime is down, and yet they're going to try to, same as they're telling you the economy's better, they're going to tell you crime's down. See what you see. And when you see what you see, you understand one thing. We got to get President Trump back in office and got to set things right here, because this nation is spinning out of control, and what's going on in New York City boggles the mind. And from very learned people, and people who are not right-wing MAGA and not ultra-MAGA, they're sitting there going, they've never seen anything like this in their life. It is shocking, shocking, shocking what's going on. I am going to be down in Texas with the activist side of Patriot Mobile, Glenn Stern and the team, in May, in the run-up to these runoffs with General Paxton's folks. But make sure you go to Patriot Mobile on their non-activist side. Check out what they have to offer as far as a service company. I think you'll be greatly surprised at the service you get, the price you get it, and you have all U.S. call centers, so you're talking to U.S. citizens in the United States of America. So check it out. Go to patriotmobile.com today. Put in promo code Bannon. Get your free hookup. Glenn Story and the team, couldn't be a better group of folks that support your values. Remember, they don't hate what you stand for. They don't hate the values you live by. They support them. They love you. They love your values. They love your family. PatriotMobile.com. Go check it out today. Mike Lindell, you had some bad news from the Supreme Court. Give it to us with both barrels, sir.
Yeah. And I want everybody to not confuse this with the big Supreme Court case that's being considered on April 19th with the machines in Arizona and so on. Today, I was getting calls from the USA Today and CNN. They were all calling me, and they say that and it turned out it was true. My case with my cell phone that we brought to the Supreme Court, they denied even hearing it. So that pushes it back to Minnesota. We got to go back to the original judge. Remember, everybody, when they took the phone, they never gave a reason why. They haven't to this date. They took my livelihood, and they still have it. We went to the Eighth Circuit in Minnesota, the Supreme Court, Minnesota, the Eighth Circuit, and they made a ruling there that my attorney, Pat McSweeney, said in his 56 years of being a lawyer, it went against every precedent ever set. He said, Mike, this is classic lawfare against you because you're Mike Lindell. So We've got to go back to Minnesota, but I'm just telling everybody, I won't stop. I will never stop until we get to get it back, get to the bottom of why did they take it in the first place? That's what they're hiding. They're hiding the fact that they even took it, and why did they take it, and why do they still have it? Disgusting.
I'm gonna throw out just the thing that you're one of President Trump's biggest supporters. You call him out for stealing the 2020 election. You're all over the 24 election. I'm just throwing out some random ideas. I'm pitching a few ideas that why I think they did it. Okay. I don't think they want the Supreme Court nosing around it.
Probably spot on. I just don't want everybody confused. The big case is April 19th, everybody. We got to pray that they consider it and they take it in. I believe when they do, with these decoders that are right inside the encryption keys inside these machines, they're all caught. I believe that the Supreme Court will take it in and we'll get another 9-0 vote. That's my personal opinion, because common sense is common sense.
Okay, right before we turn to the deals, this is the one-month anniversary of Dr. Navarro going to the federal prison in Miami. Don Jr. is going to be on tomorrow. We're going to talk about it. Navarro says he's never had such overwhelming support on anything in his life as he's had from the posse in the MAGA base that have supported him while he's in prison. Just keep it up. Keep sending the emails. Keep sending the notes, the cards, all of it. And of course, his new book, The New MAGA Deal, is out at President Trump and Don Jr.'s publishing company, the Winning Team Publishing. We'll get more into that in detail tomorrow. Don Jr. is going to join us. We'll get an update on Dr. Navarro. Deals. What deals you got for us, Mike Lindell? That's what people care about. They care about deals. What do you got?
Right on. Here's the deals for the War Room Posse, everybody. We've got two of those Go Anywhere pillows, the multi-use pillows, $25 and free shipping. That's what you guys have all dived onto that. And remember, it's free shipping exclusive to the War Room Posse. There it is. Two of the pillows. You'll use these everywhere for sleeping, sitting, back support, over 50 different designs. You get two of them for $25. I just got back on a trip, throw them in the washer and dryer, and they're like, they're brand new. And and there you go. You got the free shipping on top of that. And call 800-873-1062 with the all my operators standing by, everybody. But go to the website and take advantage of this free shipping. You got the $9.50 sandals there. You can't beat that. There's the sheets, the biggest bed sheet sale ever. The My Pillows, king or queen, doesn't matter. You've all been diving on this too. We've sold over 83 million My Pillows. This is the original. That's it right there. $25 no matter what size. If you want the 2.0, buy one, get one free. But you talk about U.S. operators standing by. All my people in the United States are stay-at-home moms and dads working from home, waiting for that war room call.
Mike. Thank you, brother. Stick around a couple of minutes. We're back up. Hour two is going to be on fire. Where? In the war room.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit JaceMedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, JaceMedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.